I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ian at the controls at the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
How was your meeting?
Meeting's great. I enjoy the meetings.
This is a promotion meeting, and you talk with people at radio stations around the country that we own.
That is the regional promotions meeting, which happens on Tuesday mornings, where I get to talk to all the people in Houston and Dallas.
Okay.
The meeting that I have on Wednesday afternoons is the market promotions meeting, where I get to talk to Dan Barron, Diane is there. Our new sales director, Nick Miranda, is on that call. I get to talk to Annette and Steve Suter. Speedy and Teapot are on that call. Steve Suter is on that call. It's just, you know, it's the kind of time every week where everybody in the cluster, WWL and P97 and Magic and Bayou all kind of get together in the same place at the same time.
I'm so glad I'm included.
Yeah. We don't miss you. I'm sorry. We do miss you. You are very much missed in that meeting.
Yeah, I doubt it. So anyway, look, I met Nick Miranda. He's our new sales manager.
That's right.
New sales manager. I met him the other day. His first day in his office. And you know, when you walk from the lobby area into the station the back way, you run into his office. So I went in and introduced myself to him, and he told me that while he was packing up to move here to take this job, he's been listening to our show, and he took the job anyway.
Oh, wow.
So to me, that was amazing. I mean, the guy was listening, and he still decided to come here.
He's like putting his dishware in bubble wrap, and he's
That's
like,
cool.
How the hell am I going to
sell
this?
What am I going to do with that?
What's this junk?
No, he actually said he loves the show, so we're really happy about that.
Good. Well, we don't have to belabor the point. I am sorry to miss the first hour of the show every Wednesday. But I come in here and I don't know what you've already talked about. You know, I don't know, like, did we already joke about XYZ or did we already cover a topic? Did you already read this text? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you could conceivably say something that would make it seem like you're totally out of the loop. Now, we were just talking about the Sean Diddy Combs verdict. Are you shocked?
Yes and no. I don't know. Yeah. There's this kind of like uncanny valley that exists where what you see in the media seems to paint a pretty clear picture.
Yep.
But if you're not in the courtroom getting the same instructions that the members of the jury are getting, you didn't see the evidence, you didn't really hear directly from the people on the stand, they didn't want to charge him with these things. And that's how the system works.
That's right.
You know, you're seeing a lot of chatter today about, like, well, the prosecution team was like all white women and there was a lot of like non-white people on the jury and maybe that kind of factored into it. I mean, who the hell knows?
We can
speculate all day about how these 12 people came to this particular set of conclusions. But at the end of the day, he's still going to go to jail for a little while. And you know, on the list of cuts that we have to play a little bit later, you'll hear from Cassie Ventura's attorney who says they're satisfied. You know, and they didn't have to say that. They could say, well, this was a travesty, this is a miscarriage of justice, and Diddy needs to be in jail until he's dead. They didn't say that. They said, we're cool with this result. Everybody go home. Thanks for your time.
You know, and the video of him, you know, beating the poo out of her, kicking the poo out of her in the hallway of the hotel and pulling her hair and all that. That's domestic violence. That's horrible, but I don't think he was on trial for that.
That's exactly right. And we mentioned that earlier in the week in the kind of context of, well, that doesn't look consensual. You know? But the point is that we were not trying to make that he should have been charged for beating up his girlfriend in the elevator lobby. I think we're trying to show when we talk about that footage as part of the story is that he would go to pretty great lengths to make his girlfriends and his women in his life do what he wanted them to do. He'd coerce them, which is, you know, part of this racketeering charge. So I don't know. I guess the jury saw it a different way.
There are a lot of men who in their own way, in the privacy of their own home, coerce women and try to get women to do what they want them to do. You know, even when it comes to sex, you know, not every woman is happy in the bedroom. You know, I'm sure there are men who are not happy in the bedroom, but not every woman's happy in the bedroom. Not every man takes time to really understand the female body. And a lot of women, I have believed this for many years, that a lot of women are not that satisfied in the bedroom. And many men have a rather macho Neanderthal mentality when it comes to sex. And that's not always the way to please women. So I mentioned earlier that I do think that the puritanical undercurrent that runs through this country collectively wanted him to be guilty based on the sex that he was having, mm-hmm. that they disagree with the image of people and baby oil and men on men and three men on women and three women on men and all of this stuff going on, just like a wild scene. And that's the picture that was painted for the court of public opinion. And I think people disagree with that sex. And I think that they wanted him to be found guilty because they don't agree with the sex. But that is not against the law. Mm-hmm. That kind of sex, if it is consensual, that is not against the law. In the same way that I believe a lot of people are against the gay community because they don't like the sex that they have. They don't want to judge the person, but it's because they don't like the sex that they have. But that's nobody's business.
It's the ick.
Yeah. And if you're not gay, well, of course you don't understand that. You know, they don't like what you do. And then also there are people who are critical of swingers because they don't agree with the sex that they're having. So I do believe that the sex that was going on there with Sean Diddy Combs, I think that had a lot to do with the collective idea that many Americans felt like he should be found guilty. Before we get to calls, let's do a couple of quick text messages.
G is listening today. G says, for your information, if you're not aware, James Comey's daughter was the lead prosecutor for the Department of Justice. I did not know that. Thank you, G.
Wow, interesting.
See, you know, yeah. We throw a pretty wide net. We always learn something here. Here's a text that asks, why weren't the male prostitutes, why were they not indicted in this case?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they agreed to what was going on. Maybe it was all consensual there. That was the one thing that was going to work in his favor.
I don't think that sex workers regularly catch federal charges just for entering into that transaction. You know, it's like we don't usually prosecute the workers. We usually prosecute the Johns.
Right, right.
So I don't think any of the people that were being paid by Diddy to participate in these freak-offs, I don't think any of them caught charges. That, you know, the DOG doesn't have time for that kind of stuff.
But
I
didn't get the impression that these men were forced to do this. I mean, they were called up. Hey, we're having a freak-off. You want to show up?
Well, I mean, you never know because, like, yeah, you can accept money at gunpoint. You know, it's like, I will pay you $500 to come here and participate in the sex off, or I will destroy your career, or I'll, you know, expose you to your family, yeah. or I'll hurt you, I'll injure you, or even kill you. So, you know, just because somebody agreed to accept money in exchange for sexual favor, sexual activities, you know, it's hard to say that they really did something wrong in many of those cases because they were threatened. They were threatened into that deal. Let's see. Here's a text that says, ooh, a soothsayer Sam knows something about crocodiles. I don't think I'm going to be able to pronounce all these words. Soothsayer Sam says, the Morales crocodile is native to the state of Tamaulipas in Mexico. It's comparable in size to the American alligator, which is native to the Texas side of the river. So well, I think the point is we don't need to import crocodiles from Egypt.
Okay.
There are Mexican crocodiles. Well, now, wait a minute. You can't be having Mexican crocodiles do border patrol. There you go again.
No,
he's trying to hire migrant workers jobs that American alligators don't want to do. So he's getting the Mexican crocodiles. He's creating the market for the illegal crocodile workers.
That is exactly right.
Don't blame it on them. They're just trying to feed their kids, man. They're just looking for a better life. You put a paycheck in front of them. Those Mexican crocodiles are going to take it.
Well, and you know, you need to check out the picture that I posted on Substack because there are already crocs on the Nile. And I've got a picture of Crocs on the Nile, so you can, you know, you can check that out.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.